January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AUDIOBOOM. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AUDIOBOOM for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AUDIOBOOM.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I thought it was good. You know, I didn't have my best stuff today, wore my best command, but, you know, I got through it in a relatively efficient manner. You know, a couple ground ball double plays were big. You know, didn't really feel like I was that pressed, even with the guy on third. I knew we were up 2-0 at the time, so I felt in control during the outing.
That was Lance, and man, oh man, oh man, you want to talk about, and how disappointing was it? Dude pitches his heart out, just a runner on third, nobody out, and he doesn't let him score. Strikeout, pop out, and then Scrub comes in, doesn't get an out, and we got a tie game. I mean, you were like, oh my gosh, can y'all get Lance a win? He throws 6 shutout innings, pitches his ass off, and he can't get a win out of this thing. So we're basically at the quarter pole. We're basically at the quarter pole for the Houston Astros, 41 games in. They're 7 games over 500. At 24-17. Right now, who's your MVP of the team?
It's Yuli.
It's Yuli.
It's 100% Yuli.
It's Yuli.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, Yordan's got a say-so here because of his power numbers. And I think Lance McCullers has done a really nice job. But, I mean, it's definitely Yuli.
Yeah.
And how about the ability to pop one in? That game was close. You needed some runs. It got to be 3-2, and then you broke it open. You had good at bat for Tucker getting on, working a walk and getting on base, and then you know you had the lineup come through and knock in runs and expand the lead. That's something we haven't really seen a lot of this year. Although we're starting to see it more where they're scoring runs later in the games now. That was something we didn't see much.
Oh no, they're doing that now, night in and night out.
Yeah,
where they're in a tight game and scoring runs in the eighth. I mean, talk about being clutch now. Yuli was 7 homers, tied for the team lead. Kyle Tucker has 9 now. Holy crap. Yuli, second, tied for second on the team, but he's got 31 RBIs, which leads the team. His 952 OPS is second to Yordan's 974. Yordan, though, Yordan is walked only 4 times. Yuli, 20 walks, 19 strikeouts. That's pretty flipping good.
That's really good.
That is really, really, really good. Kyle Tucker's starting to come around, bro. 9 homers, 27 RBIs, which is second on the team, leads the team in homers. His OPS is up to 763. His OPS now is higher than Carlos Correa's at 754.
Yeah.
And this is, he was in the doldrums. His average is up to 225. I'm telling you, dude is probably going to hit 270 by the time this thing is over. Maybe 275. We've got, you know, Brantley's at 297. He's going to hit. We got Altuve at 303, Bregman at 311, Yuli at 322, Yordan at 348. Basically, we've got six hitters, five guys that are hitting 300 or right there.
Right.
And then, you know, Carlos is at 272, and up comes Tucker. His 298 on base, though, at a 225 average is pretty damn good. He's walked 15 times. So this offense is looking good. I'm telling you, I just believe, let Chaz McCormick play center field for about 10 straight days.
Yeah, let's see what he does.
See,
what,
I mean,
why are you tied into – it doesn't make sense to be tied into to Miles Straw.
It really doesn't,
not
especially when McCormick's got some pop. In just 34 at-bats, he's got 12 RBIs.
Yep.
34 at-bats, 12 RBIs. He came up with another two-run single yesterday. Why in the hell won't you play that dude in center field? Let him go out there. Miles Straw has almost – he's got 97 more at-bats than Chaz McCormick. Why? It's not like he's playing an unbelievable center field. You know, Straw's fine. I guess this is the biggest thing. This is Miles Straw is the Dave Clark this year. That's fine.
Yeah, if that's the biggest thing. But it is a kind of a big deal. Like, it's not a big deal, but it's a deal. He shouldn't be locked into the position. No. He should have to earn that position. And if he doesn't earn it, there's nothing in his background that tethers him to that position. It's one thing for, you know, for you to have Josh Reddick. You know, Josh Reddick's out there and he's hanging on to a spot, and there were times you could have said, why is Josh Reddick playing? But Josh Reddick had a background with you. Josh Reddick had had some good at-bats. Josh Reddick had had some moments in the postseason. Miles Straw's just a guy that runs fast. He's not a great defender. He's a guy that runs fast. That's who Miles Straw is.
That's it.
There's nothing else he's done as an Astro.
In a straight line. That's it.
Yeah, there's nothing else that he's done as an Astro that should lock him into that position. And he's not an A-plus defender, so you can't tell me that it's all for defensive purposes.
Biggest surprise this year for you so far?
Biggest surprise of the Astros season?
Yeah.
I would say
the most pleasant surprise?
Here's my biggest... No, it shouldn't be
my
biggest
most
surprise.
Pleasant surprise for me is Ryan Pressly. Moving into the closer
the bounce
role.
Back role.
He's a 1-5-0, especially after the way he pitched last year. That's the most play. I don't know if surprise is the right word, but
I don't know if I have one, to be honest with you. I think.
Well, Yuli hitting the way he's hitting.
It's been a pleasant,
especially after the way he hit last year.
I'll go the opposite way. Carlos Correa is barely over 700 OPS again.
He's 754.
Oh, is he 754 now?
No. Yeah.
I thought he was
no, he's 750.
Lower than that.
No. He had a big series against the Rangers. Three hits to start the series.
You know what I'm probably thinking about? I saw what I thought it was.
No,
like
he had three hits against the Angels in their last.
I thought it was like 720.
No, it's 750.
That I saw, but
it was probably.
That was also at the beginning of my vacation, so that might have been the case.
He had three hits against the Angels in that last game. Then he had four more hits in this series. He did have an 0-for-5 there. But he's up to 258 average and 754 OPS.
Yeah, but that's still disappointing.
He had two homers this month so far. He's not where he needs to be. There's no question about that. Carlos needs to pick it up. But that play, how about turning the double play yesterday? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Where he's on the run and just running left, throwing right, and a perfect strike.
Carlos is the sweetest.
There aren't a lot of guys could do that.
Now, Carlos is one of the sweetest shortstops defensively that I've seen. And I know we came up in an era where there was, you know, you had all these no-hitting shortstops with great feel. Like, Carlos, frankly, is a throwback. He's kind of a throwback shortstop. He's got a little bit of pop, but he's not a big hitter in most lineups. You know, Carlos is the type of guy that you'd see 6 or 7. But he's got, like, he used to have all the Gary Templeton, Ozzie Smith, all these greats. When it comes to range and arm, find me a better shortstop. Find me a shortstop with better range, arm, and then agility to make throws on the move. I don't think I've ever seen that combination of arm, range, and then agility to make throws at off angles. I've never seen a better shortstop than Carlos Correa defensively.
Well.
No, who has Ozzie all three
Smith.
Of those?
Ozzie Smith.
But I don't think Ozzie had the arm that Correa has.
He had a good arm.
Correa can throw it. You know, Correa throws in a 90-mile-an-hour.
Yeah.
He hums it. Yeah. Ozzie had great range and agility. I don't think he had the same
throw. And
yeah, I don't think he had the same power to go deep into the 5.5 to plant and rifle it across the field and throw guys out. I don't remember Ozzie having that arm. I remember everything else. I mean, he's a phenomenal athlete. I don't remember Ozzie having an arm like Carlos Correa. I mean, Carlos heats it up.
Yeah, no, there's no question. That's a big arm. But Ozzie used to go in the hole, jump, and throw guys out.
When double plays, yeah.
I'm talking about when in the hole. 9-10 ESPN.
Remember the catching where he got rid of it quick. Yeah. But Carlos can plant.
Carlos has got to get rid of it in a hurry.
Ozzie was one of the greats.
He made a play yesterday, and it was late in the game. It was like he backhands and fires without, I mean, bam.
But you know, Ozzie also benefited from AstroTurf because he could also fling it and get that easy AstroTurf hop.
Yep. Biggest disappointment so far?
For the Astros, I would say the bullpen.
I would say Maldonado's hitting and Jake Odorizzi are the two biggest disappointments so far.
Did you expect?
I expected something out of Odorizzi, yeah. I did not expect.
Maldonado is like that's a minor.
But he's statistically.
Yeah, I know. But he's also a catcher. Like,
been
did you
awful.
Even when he's hitting home runs, he was hitting 220 last year at that point.
But that's okay. 220 would be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, 220 is, you know, that 220 would be something special.
Give it time. He's getting into his 220s.
Yeah. His offense has been, he's hitting 155, dude. His OPS is 491.
That doesn't seem great.
This is really, really, really bad. And then Odorizzi, you expected, I was excited about the signing of Odorizzi. I mean, Odorizzi can go. And he hasn't been healthy, and when he has pitched, he's looked like crap. So
he didn't pitch that much.
He made three starts. It sure would be nice to have him. He's had three starts in eight innings. He's had all year. It sure would be nice if dude comes back and he's the Jake Odorizzi from a couple of years ago. That's going to be now. And so you got a good question on what you're going to do. With that, when Odorizzi and Fromberg both come back, who do you take out of this rotation?
Yeah.
I mean, are you taking Javier out? He's got a 308. And he's scuffled a little bit.
Odorizzi has done nothing. Okay, so obviously Javier's the guy who's pitched from the bullpen. Dusty's seen him pitch from the bullpen. So in Dusty's mind and in his subconscious, not even subconscious, he knows that that's a possibility. But to me, why would you shortchange his growth and potential growth as a starter for Odorizzi, who's a short-term, A, he hasn't shown you anything yet, and B, he's a short-term Astro anyway, more than likely. Why not get the long-term guy his reps and let him go through tough? Like the other day when he gave up three, that was a great learning experience for him to bear down.
And he pitched seven. Yeah. So, no, I agree. And what they did was instead of throwing him in the bullpen when they didn't need that fifth starter, they sent him to build up his stamina to work longer. So he's long-term. Javier is a starting pitcher for you as opposed to bullpen help. So it'll be interesting to see how they go about it when Odorizzi and Fromber are both back. And you gotta hope that Urquidy comes back strong as well. Then you got a nice problem to have is you got too many good arms and somebody's got to go to the bullpen. 913 ESPN 97.5 7137. You got thoughts on this? You're more than welcome to get in here on ESPN 97.5 7137803776. There was an ugly prank played on a guy, an ugly prank. I don't know if this was a prank or somebody that's just as big an a-hole as you can possibly be. We'll tell you on the other side. But right now, I want to talk about my peeps over at HRP. HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. The people are great. You're going to love them. What you're going to love most about it is how much you're going to save money. And the other payroll companies are going to go, well, look, our payroll is less. Look, this is it. Look at how much less we are at payroll. And they're going, oh, wow, that's interesting. That's great. But then you got to take their 401k package. Then you got to take their insurance package. And you got to take their benefits package. And you're like, wait, this isn't that cheap. This is expensive because you have to take, but HR&P says, no, we're in the HR and payroll business. Now, you need a benefits package, you need a 401k package, you need an insurance package. Here, we'll offer you the ones that are best for you. We will offer you those packages, and then you decide what's best for your company. That's how HR&P goes about it. HR&P is in the payroll and HR business. And if you're looking for that and somebody that's going to, and in the long run, this whole thing is going to be much cheaper with HR&P. Find out for yourself. We love them, and we have loved them for years now, and you will too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
917 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. So, Wontarius Bryant is a walk-on corner from Austin Peay.
Do you want to know what I said about him in the draft?
Yeah.
My profile? Let me read it.
Okay. He actually turned into an all-conference cornerback.
Cool.
An All-Ohio Valley Conference defensive back by his senior season in 2019.
His huddle
107 tackles. His career, he played in 43 games, 242 tackles, 8.5 for loss, 8 passes defended, 3 forced fumbles, and an interception.
Wait. His whole career, he had 8 passes defended?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not great.
43 career games.
That's actually terrible. Is he a corner? Yeah. What position is he?
He's a corner.
1 interception and 8. This is what I would put. If I had actually written him up, I would put abysmal ball production.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't write him up? I thought you did.
No. Oh. Never even heard of him.
Oh. Wow, what do you mean? You don't even know who he is.
I don't even know who he is.
So, apparently, he got a text from a 404 area code number that said, I'm Dean Pease, the DC for the Atlanta Falcons. We want you to come to camp. Hurry up and get to rookie minicamp. Okay? Rookie minicamp check-in is on Wednesday, May 12th. Well, turns out the Atlanta Falcons did not send him that. Dean Pease did not send him an invite, and he showed up at Atlanta camp, rookie mini camp, and they said, we didn't tell you that. Is that about as big a D move as you could make? It had to be one of his friends or teammates or somebody that knows him, somebody that knew somebody from.
You're not my friend if you do that to me.
No.
That's not, come on.
He actually went from Nashville to Atlanta.
Yeah, this is a dude trying to, he thinks his dream is coming true.
He paid for his own way.
Yeah, you're
first
not
of
my
all,
friend.
That's an indicator.
Yeah, that's the first clue,
that's your first indicator. When you pay your own way to get to minicamp.
It's like when you are a model and then the guy says, you can pay me for pictures. that's the first thing.
So, I mean, he has declined. ESPN wanted to talk to him. He declined. He said, I put it out there on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and this is pretty embarrassing. So yeah. I feel
bad.
Is that about as big a D move as you can make to a buddy?
This is probably not his. This couldn't be a friend who would let you go all the way to a camp. I know in this day and age we need to be more sensitive about terrible things and bad people and all that stuff. But this move deserves some respect. Whoever is able to pull this off convince him.
Now
it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. Now that I've said that, can we actually talk about this? What a move. Like, to be able to fool a guy into, you went and got a fake, you know, one of these fake accounts. You can get, it's not a fake account, you can get free text messaging from different numbers. Somebody went through the process of faking an Atlanta number so that they had a plausible invite for a guy who had 1 interception and 8 pass breakups
in 43 games.
Not much, but every player thinks that they're really good and that they are and that they deserve to be in the league. So you preyed on that.
Well, he was all Ohio Valley.
Dude, they got him the lead. Yeah, I mean, he had some
first
love.
Team.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody got him to buy into it so hard, and this is a series of text men. He got catfished into going to a draft
camp. Do you think so, or do you think that some team...
You think it was a friend or not a friend?
Friend.
That seems like an enemy move.
No, well,
or maybe an ex-girlfriend move. Like, you know what? I'd like to get
him
back.
Now you can't take credit for it, though. That's the problem.
No, you're the bad guy. I don't think a friend would do that to him, would embarrass him like that.
Oh, yeah. Or, somebody on his
team. One of your friends might do that to you.
No,
y'all go too far.
I know. I wish I thought of it. This is such a great
If you could trick Raheel into driving.
Oh, are you kidding?
If you could trick Raheel into driving to like.
Oh, no.
Oklahoma for some kind of job interview, whatever. Would you do it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not thinking you would.
Yes.
Absolutely. Why would you so readily agree to
do
that?
Because it would be so funny.
It's not funny.
No. And you know what? No. What you know what might happen here? Is that he got catfished, and now some team might give him an opportunity.
Yeah, so that they can look good.
How fast does he run?
Well, as soon as,
Well, the Texans should. He probably could start for the Texans.
He's probably like a 4.64. Well, okay, what's his name?
Wontarius Bryant.
And where did he play?
At Austin Peay.
Let me see if I can find the pro day.
Let's go Peay.
Let me, hold on. Austin Peay pro day. Let's go see what Wontarius, because if he's running like in a 5.6s. I don't want to.
What if he's. What?
I mean, at 4.6s, I don't even want to hear about it.
Vernon Hargrave's got a job here running in the 4.8s.
Wait, spell his name again.
Juan Tarius.
Okay.
T A R I U S. Tarius.
Juan Tarius Bryant.
Juan Tarius. All one
word. And his Twitter handle is at They Love My Hair.
Okay. So he's a safety. Okay, so he played in 2020. He's a safety. He did not work out at a pro day. He's 5'9", 205 pounds. I do not see even a pro day for him.
Is there something in you that says, Wontarius, you know how good of a player you are. You really think the Falcons are interested in you? Is there something in you that thinks that way, Lance, that he should know?
Ohio Valley.
So here's the thing. At 205 pounds, 5'9 is a little short, but at 205 pounds, he was all Ohio Valley. He is a safety, so he's not going to have as much ball production. I could see where that guy says, they want to come and give me a tryout.
Safety.
It was probably for a tryout.
5'9 safety.
It's 5'9 is a little short, but mm-hmm. That's how tall Elijah Molden Bob Sanders was.
If you go to his Twitter, he says, he did the testing at Austin Peay says he ran a 4.49.
Well, you can't trust that.
30-inch vert.
You could
10.5.
30-inch vert?
39. Sorry, 39. 39
vert. Oh, these numbers.
Well,
I don't know.
They're tests. Well, I don't know.
Verts are usually accurate. 40s are almost never accurate when a player
and a 10.5 broad jump. He has his video up on his it's the pinned tweet on his Twitter, all the workout stuff he did.
I just got a text. Hello, John. We would like to invite you to play a free round at Pebble Beach. But it came from an 832 number.
Is that
number.
From California? Is that a California
number? Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
Dale, he probably thought it's for a tryout. They probably, we'd like for you to come try out. That's not that unusual. Only if you have an agent, the agent would handle that. This kid obviously doesn't even have an agent. Because an agent, you'd say, you have to go through my agent. And the agent would vet all that stuff.
Well,
what's the signing bonus?
He doesn't know anything because he paid his own way to go there. He knows nothing about it.
For a tryout, you might have to pay your own way. But like I said, an agent works through all that
Raheel
stuff.
Raheel says, yes, I would probably fall for that. That's what he said. That would be hilarious. A job up in Oklahoma, Raheel. We got one for you.
He says, no chance I fall for a weak prank like that.
Yeah. Oh, I misread it then.
This dude has no awareness. You could probably trick him, John.
I don't think
you could trick him.
I love Dale that could trick prank. Him. That's the biggest D move ever. Making your buddy go all the way to Atlanta.
I don't think it's a friend. Like, I honestly don't think that's a friendship thing. I think that's somebody who didn't like him, who wanted to trick him into getting his hopes up that he had a chance.
I know this. He can't. You can't take credit for it anymore
now. No, you can't. And to not even do an interview like because he was so embarrassed. That makes me feel bad for the guy.
Not me.
But at the same time, what a prank. To be able to go through the process of getting a number that was a fake number. I'd like to see the text strings.
I've got a free round.
I want to see the text strings.
I've got a free round at Pebble.
You should go.
I am.
You should go.
I'm going to show up. Go, look. Says I got a free round.
Hey
here.
Guys, I'm here for the free round. Look at my phone. You didn't send me a barcode.
You guys
am I supposed
said
to scan
it.
A barcode?
From, don't you have anybody that works here from 832 area code? What?
Hey John.
Hey John. I have a free round for you. Oh, that is so funny. All right. 27 past the hour, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here. On ESPN 97.5, we got to get back to Deshaun and Coach Culley. Yeah, Coach Culley admitted something on Friday.
I'm gonna tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
Well,
play the rest of it.
No,
please put it in context. Once,
no,
he's a junkie for nachos and Tex-Mex and for food.
All I heard is,
and he let us know that he's
that he speaks in the third person, and he called himself a junkie.
Junkie.
He did speak in third person.
Let's take.
I got a feeling that David Culley era is going to be a fun era. I don't think the football is going to be good.
Okay,
but look, I don't think the football is going to be. The football is going to be bad, but I think it's going to be a fun era. Like it's going to be better than Bill O'Brien. Look, this is the uncle.
Way
David
better.
Culley is the uncle.
Uncle
that,
Bo.
Uncle David.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley.
I'm rooting for David Culley.
Which one do you like more?
David
I'm rooting for David Culley.
David Culley, where he's sitting, make us feel better about our own Tex-Mex food. He wants us to know that he likes Tex-Mex.
When he's
our
tapping
Tex-Mex.
His vein, you're going to feel better?
He's a junkie for food, he said.
Listen, I'm telling you. On the other side, I am rooting for David Culley.
I am too.
He's a junkie, and you know what?
No, he's not a junkie.
You're rooting for his recovery? That's what you're rooting for?
David Culley's not a junkie, despite what he said. Play the whole
I'm
going to
tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
You know what? This is your mainstream media. You guys cut the things out that
that's
you want to play.
Said. I didn't say it. Said it.
He did not. Did you edit that at all?
Okay, no, I
now play the thing about John having stuff in his mouth or me spitting in somebody's mouth.
Well,
you
did
cut
say
that,
that
to make us look bad.
No, you said that.
No.
He was taken out of context.
Mouth while he sleeps.
You said that because you're angry that an NFL head coach had a great life.
I was talking about Taliban.
You know what's a good thing?
Sean McVay's in a Taliban?
You know what you need to talk about? Your patio.
Oh, Texas custom patios. So, actually, I talked to a restaurant recently who was interested in using, as a matter of fact, we're going to sit down and have a little lunch, I think, this week, because they want to see about Texas custom patios coming out to add on to their actual structure and create a dining patio. Not one of these tents, not one of these makeshift things. They want to actually add space onto their restaurant in, you know, whether it's going to, and here's a great thing. Steven Shell and Texas Custom Patios, they can build onto your structure to make it look like it was the same exact structure that was previously built. Like it's been there the entire time. They can make it enclosed. They can make it open. They can make it look any kind of way you want. The work that they do is phenomenal. They do houses like my house, which is not a big deal. My house is just typical house here in the city of Houston, but you can go look at the before and afters at tcplance.com so you can see what Texas Custom Patios did for my outdoor and indoor, my outdoor look before and after. Their workmanship is top notch. The design is outstanding and they stay on time and on budget. And if they ever go over budget, they pay for it. You never have to pay for more ever than what they quote you. And the work that they do will add unbelievable value to your home. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Lance was just telling me the story about this Tommy Doyle, rookie offensive lineman, played at Miami of Ohio, and offensive lineman. He signed his Bills contract in full gear, helmet, shoulder pads, uniform, the whole uniform.
I saw that. Thought to myself, I'm glad you're Bill, not a Dolphin.
Oh, no. That dude is, he's all in. Yeah. Tommy Doyle is all in, brother. Tommy Doyle is a beast. You wish you had Tommy Doyle. No. Tommy Doyle's going to be pancaking your linebackers for years and years.
The guy came in a uniform to sign his contract.
Is he going to make that roster?
He's like, I'm tired of hearing.
Yes, he's going to make
the roster. He's going to be a starter, and here's what Tommy Doyle's going to do. Tommy Doyle basically is so tired of hearing about the Dolphins right now. Like, blah, blah, blah. Dolphins have all these picks. Who cares?
No, that's what you are tired of because you're a Texan fan.
That's what Josh, and here's what Josh Allen's like. Oh, good. We finally got a guy who's really about this life. Hmm. Let's go bust up the Dolphins, these fake wannabe Patriots.
They got three. They drafted three offensive linemen.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the fan of the team who hired multiple people from the Patriots?
Not that much.
Yeah.
I'm not a David Culley guy. I'm a Culley guy.
You're a fan of junkies then?
Yeah. Of Nacho Junkies? Absolutely.
I don't remember.
Play the whole clip.
I don't remember him saying
that. He's a Tex-Mex junkie.
No.
So I respect his game.
He also wouldn't answer any questions about Deshaun Watson. It's funny. He wouldn't answer any questions about Deshaun Watson.
Smart.
But when asked about Davis Mills, it was an interesting, and it's the very first question asked of him. This is the first thing out of Coach Culley's mouth the other day. And immediately he was asked about, the rookies were on the field and he got to take a look at them. But it's interesting what he had to say about Davis Mills.
Well, we're not looking at it like that, John. We're looking at it like there's going to be competition at all positions. This is a new football team here. And basically, we've created competition all around this football team. And not just at the quarterback position, but basically at all positions. And that's why you see so many guys on this football team right now that hadn't been here, is that we're going to let things play out in training camp. We're going to go from there. And then the best players that give us the best chance to win are the ones that we're going to put on the football field, regardless of position.
Yeah, so that question by John McClain was, do you have to play Davis Mills? Because, you have to find out what you've got before you head into the next draft. And that's a legitimate question because I wholeheartedly believe that. They have got to play Davis Mills.
Oh, this is all to me. Well, we'll see when he plays and if he plays. Once again, I'm going to reiterate, I was told before the draft by multiple teams when I was given a list of guys who had potential injury stuff that could cause them to drop, his name came up with more than one team. Davis Mills, shoulder. That's what I was told, shoulder issue.
Will you use the third rounder on him instead of getting a cornerback who could possibly be on the field or a safety who could be on the field or a wide receiver who could be on the field? You did pick up Nico after that, but... You used a pretty valuable draft spot on this guy. Plus, you're going to be up near the top of next year's draft. Don't you have to know if you're going to draft a quarterback? So, their bye week was it 9 or 10? It's week 10. Their bye week is week 10. And we went through, you weren't here for their schedule release. I had them at 16-1. I did fine.
Wow.
I had them at...
Yeah, I knew they usually do pretty well in our schedule release conversations.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they would do as well this year.
Yeah, no. The only loss I could find was San Francisco at the end of the year when they've already got when they got the...
That's the only loss.
Yeah, the bye week already clinched.
I figured they might go 12-5 with you.
No. What?
I
don't see 5 losses on the schedule.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Week 10 is their bye. So I figure that after your 1-8 or 2-7 with Tyrod Taylor, it'd be a pretty good time to go see what Davis Mills was all about.
I would love it. I would love it. Ryan Finley's not the guy.
No.
But Davis Mills will be a third stringer probably. In on the depth chart, he'll be a third stringer. When it's time to start another quarterback, and if it doesn't involve injury, if it involves injury, Ryan Finley will come in. But by the end of the year, if they decide to go in a different direction, it should be Davis Mills. And I'm actually with you on that one. I think everybody should be playing for their jobs. You need to find out what you got on this roster because Nick Caserio has already made a ton of changes. he's going to make a ton more. I would be shocked if by the 2022 season, there are more than 8 guys on the roster that he took over from.
So when you weren't
here. 8. No. If Watson's gone.
Yeah.
It actually could be. That may not be a crazy number, 8.
So when you were gone, Dal was talking recklessly. Okay. I had to tell him to shut up his filthy whore mouth at one point.
Mouth has never done anything whory, but
did
whatever.
Did you break down Ryan Finley when he came out?
Yeah.
Who is the better prospect coming out, Davis Mills or Ryan Finley?
Let me see how I had him rated. I have Davis Mills, but it's actually fairly close.
Why'd you take issue with – all I said was he's the more accomplished college player Ryan Finley was. And Ryan Finley was a fourth-round draft pick, by the way. And you got upset
Ryan
by that.
Ryan Finley played a lot more than – everyone's more accomplished than Davis Mills.
Yeah, but he got upset with me for saying that.
No.
Ryan Finley's only a fourth-round pick. He's only a one round behind Davis Mills. It's not like Davis
– my NFL comparison was Sean Mannion. My draft projection was third round is where I thought he would go.
Who, Finley?
Yeah, and this is what
And he went in the fourth.
This is what I said about him. Finley was an all-state. No, that's what Chad said. This is what I say. While Finley's accuracy, production, and mode of operation has been static over the last 3 years, his ability to improve in all areas has been impressive. He works well in a controlled environment, reads alignments, and knows where the ball should go, but he failed to elevate his production against the best in-game competition and then again in the Senior Bowl. His intelligence and accuracy could find him work as a quality backup. With the potential to find some future starts. He's already had it, so he's a backup.
Mm-hmm. So,
but Davis Mills, I actually think, has a higher upside.
What did you have him ranked at? What was his number? 6.52?
I would have him as a 6.1.
6.1. 6.1. Where did you have Davis Mills?
Davis Mills, that's a good question. My Davis Mills number... Let me check real quick. I think I have him as a 6.
Oh, my God. Look what happened. Along with your free round at Pebble Beach, feel free to bring 3 guests.
Oh, well, I'm not. Don't invite me.
Dell, me, you, Lance, and Raheel, we're all going to Pebble. We're playing.
What? Do I have to be around you? It's a nice place to be, but do I have to hang out with you?
Yes. I gave David Mills a 6.14. So I have him
way better.
No, I have them the same. They're both 6.
So are you apologizing to me now?
Well, 1.614 and 1.610.
And my draft projection for him was round 2-3. I thought he would go earlier.
Yeah, see?
But do you... So there's not much difference as far
Davis Mills is the Michael Jordan.
Good backup to low-end
starter.
He's
a prototypical quarterback. I heard Coach Culley say it.
You got upset with me because I suggested that they're very similar. And am I wrong?
No, they're not similar at all.
Yes,
Davis
he just
Mills
told you they are.
The future. That's right.
No. Well, what? He told you.
He's what an NFL quarterback is all about.
Well, let's hear what David Culley
I heard
say about
Coach Culley.
Well, I don't trust you. Let's hear from David Culley.
I thought our Nick and staff did a great job of all of a sudden earmarking a guy that fit what a quarterback in this NFL is all about.
See?
I mean, this guy, obviously he didn't play as much football as some of the other guys because
like
of the
everyone
situation in the Pac-12, but we really love what he's all about. We love all the intangibles that he has. He's a prototype NFL quarterback, and we feel good to have him.
Thank
he's smart. He can make all the throws, and we feel good and feel fortunate that we were able to get him when we got him.
Thank you. Thank you.
What does
Thank
the prototype
you,
mean? White and stand in the pocket? Is that what he means?
But no,
the prototype NFL quarterback.
Prototype NFL make all the throws. He's, you know what? They're lucky to get him.
He
should have gone in the first round.
I just wish he was on the field more to make some of those throws.
Oh, there were people who said if he went back to college, he would have been a first rounder next year.
See? Oh, Ryan Finley.
Which people?
No.
Which people said that?
4 or 5 people said it.
Todd McShay.
His parents.
You don't even buy into
his
Todd
parents
McShay.
And his cousin.
Todd McShay had Jalen.
You can't reference Todd McShay. You don't even...
Well, he said it. Todd McShay said if he had gone back to school, he's probably a first rounder.
What do you
think?
What do you think?
That's what Todd said.
But what do you
go with Todd.
Okay, sure.
That's what my bumper sticker says.
I'm with Todd. I'm with her. I'm with Todd. Those are your two bumper stickers?
Yeah, I'm with Todd. Mm-hmm. I've got all my kids, the little stick figure kids, and then there's Todd McShay just sitting there with a little suit on.
Hey, look at Todd's part of my family, too.
I'm with
look
Todd.
At Todd. I'm with Todd.
That's it. 9:43 ESPN 97.5.
I would like an apology from John.
No.
You tried to get him and make
Pete
it seem like I was crazy.
More.
I said they're about the same.
6.14 versus 6.1.
You tried to bring your NFL draft.
It's like he's a first rounder.
You tried to get your NFL draft hack to crush me, and it turns out your hack, believes me, is right with me.
We'll take your call, 713-780-3776.
Draft hack?
I just did that because it's terrible. Because a lot of them are, but not you.
Oh. Let's take a quick one here. 713-780-3776. Lance, what about Gulf Coast Chevy?
Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, by the way. And they are making you offers right now that you simply cannot refuse. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. If you go to lancezcars.com, that's a simple way to get to their website. It'll send you right there. You can see what some of the offers are. Right now, they got up to 18% off MSRP cash back on a variety of Chevys and Buicks right now, including a 2021 Chevy Equinox, which is a more compact version of the crossover SUV. That has got $4,737 cash back offer right now. That's 13% off MSRP. They've got a military discount available for Chevys going on right now that you can always ask about. The Chevy Silverado 1500 crew cab, up to $4,000 cash allowance for that vehicle. So many different specials going on right now. The best way for you to take advantage of this is going to lancezcars.com, look at all the offers they have, and then you can start your car buying experience by going to the lower right hand side and clicking chat now, and you can start the process of saying, what can I get for this vehicle on trade-in? What does this look like from a pricing standpoint? This vehicle, you can look at their entire inventory, and before you know it, you can head down to pick up your brand new vehicle in Angleton for thousands off of what you would have paid right here in the city of Houston. LanceZCars.com. That's how you find Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 947 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We said we'd take your calls if you call in, and Mike is calling in. Let's talk about Deshaun. What are you saying, Mike? How are you? Mike, are you there?
Sir.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to get y'all's thoughts on Titus Howard posting a Hublot watch gift from Deshaun on Instagram. Was that a thank you for the service for the past couple years? Was that a upcoming season gift? Like, when does that usually fall in, you know? Or is that a, I'm out of here? You know, just kind of curious, made me think.
So a lot of times a quarterback will buy the offensive lineman your gifts. This is kind of
where did he put that?
On his Instagram?
In his Instagram story. That's a nice watch.
Oh, it's
man.
A story. Big I got you. Those are hard to find.
Here, try to
let me see. I mean, I know that's a drop in the bucket for that big contract.
Yeah,
I
know. Let's see, Titus Howard, Instagram. I'm on it right
now. Well, so I looked at his, I couldn't find it, but I do like that Titus Howard has an entire section that says drip on his Instagram. Never have we had an offensive line with so much concern about drip.
That's fine.
I guess. I mean, I do like this. He's wearing an AC/DC shirt, which is kind of a different type of shoe
with
size
the
15,
ripped jeans.
But I'm still going to step harder.
Yeah. I don't, you know, he's got a lot of ripped jeans. That we know. Did he get married? He got married.
Yeah, he did. Got a little girl.
Got a little baby girl.
Yeah, got married. Good. No, absolutely.
Good
great for him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't read too far into it. I can tell you this. Titus Howard has told other people behind the scenes that Deshaun's not going anywhere, but I think that's now this is in the past. This is like the past 2 or 3 months. He's been like, this is all a bunch of nothing. Deshaun's staying here. And he said it from a standpoint, from what I was told, he said it from a standpoint of having knowledge of it. I don't think he was ever right. I think Titus was just saying that. I honestly believe Deshaun Watson was never going to come back and play for the Texans unless he absolutely lost all the leverage. And with what happened to Deshaun now, I think this has become easy. I think the franchise wants to move on from Deshaun now. I think Deshaun wants to move on from the franchise. I think it's definitely going to happen. But they're not going to say that publicly because they're not giving him away. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to.
No. Well, they're not going to. You know, it's not going to happen for a while. Yeah, you saw last week the stuff that happened with Rusty Harden and they were back and forth again. And this time, it just seemed like there's no end in sight, actually, if you want to know the truth. Busby said, we are not settling. And then Rusty Harden came back and said, well, we're not settling because we don't want to. You keep calling us to settle, and we're not doing it because you want it to be, you want NDAs where nobody discloses, and we want everything disclosed. And so they're at a, not a, in a, I don't even know if they're in an impasse if or they have even discussed settlement. So it doesn't look like it's ending anytime soon. And the good, did you see the stories last week? Lisa Friel, who is the
I saw that. Yeah, it was sent to me. So I guess she's interviewed. But this is what I saw: that she interviewed, and then Tony Busby thought they weren't, or the women thought they weren't being taken seriously enough,
or being respected.
Respected, but what does that mean?
I think maybe the line of questioning was difficult.
I couldn't.
Well, where they felt like she was not believing them.
I'm sorry to have to do this and to say this, but anytime the NFL is trying to fact find, and really it's the judicial system too, yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable. And yeah, you may not feel respected all the time if you're offended by certain lines of questioning, but they're trying to get to the truth. And Deshaun Watson cannot be presumed guilty either.
Well, and she was the chief investigator for the New York DA. So she has had plenty of experience in sexual assault
right.
investigations. So maybe it's actually, I don't know if it's favorable for Deshaun, but the fact that she was not exactly, I don't know how to put this, but maybe she didn't feel like the women were all that believable. And let's face it, when you're talking about sexual assault and you're talking about Deshaun just getting naked and then trying and thrusting or trying to touch you with it and he doesn't, or he tries to
touch you with it.
I mean, well,
why do we say, you know what you're never going to say try to touch you with
or
about
it grazed,
Ryan Finley?
Yeah, no, you're not saying that.
You're never going to say that. You know what you're also not going to say? Ryan Finley's four touchdown
and
passes
oh, by the way,
keyed the victory.
And oh, by the way, the league, you know, doesn't, but if that to her is like, really, you've got lawsuits again for this? And quite frankly, if you want to know the truth, I don't know how much these women expect, but if Deshaun got naked there's a lot of people that get naked massages. Now, Deshaun seemed to be a bit aggressive, but I don't know what they're expecting money-wise when it's just I happen to touch it or whatever.
I don't know. I just feel like I think you go down a slippery slope when you try to put money numbers. I mean, it has to be done.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be done. I also saw that Rusty Harden's people said, oh, yeah, they've been reaching out to us about trying to get a settlement done.
Well,
I mean, why are they playing these games back and forth with each other through the public? I don't know.
Well, Rusty said, we ain't signing no NDA.
I thought something was going to get settled. I thought something was going to get settled
by the
end of May.
Everybody did. When it was so quiet, everybody thought, well,
that means
they're in settlement discussions. And this is going to end soon. Nope. No, it's not. It actually may, because if Rusty is not, if these women who feel very uncomfortable about Deshaun and the way he acted when he was naked and got naked and tried to coerce them, but they didn't act, well, those women are probably not getting nearly what they thought they were going to get. Now, the ones that are saying that he forcefully coerced them into sexual acts, that's probably a little bit different story.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know who Lisa Friel talked to either. We don't know which ones she talked to. Tony Busby said she talked to four, and we're not sure if she's going to talk to any more.
But they've got to be uncomfortable, right? Like, the conversations are going to be uncomfortable. I just didn't know. When I read that, I didn't know what they meant by they didn't feel respected. I guess they've had multiple conversations. I also read about Rusty Harden saying,
well, let's face it, she was in New York. She's probably a little gruff. She's not nearly as... She's she's probably not nearly as she's not like us down here in Texas. She's gruff. She's probably a little rough around the edges, being from being a New York DA.
Yeah, but that's a that is a tricky, like, that's one where you understand. Although no, there's a difference between what you're talking about, what we're talking about here, and some of the sexual assault crimes and rapes and things like that. So I mean, granted, there's differences.
Yeah, she's seen really bad stuff.
Yeah, this is more he said, she said. You're trying to find the truth in here. The NFL is using someone who they're going to ask questions, not from an assumption of Deshaun Watson's guilt or innocence. They're just trying to find information, working from a point of neutrality. At least you hope that's what they're doing. And if you do that, then you're not necessarily going to be, I don't know. It feels like you're not going to be necessarily believe all women and that's just the way it is.
And not
if you're trying to come to a conclusion about what the truth is, you're going to go in there open-minded and say, okay, you tell me what happened. Now you tell me what happened. He says this happened. Why is your account different? You know what I mean?
Well, and not only that, but she comes from the criminal side. What Deshaun did with most of these women, if he just got, he was just naked and flipped over and again.
Well, some of what they said would fall under criminal activity.
No. But most of it isn't. Most of it, there would be, and as a matter of, we'll find out what the Houston Police Department
thinks about it. If you grab someone's hand, if you touch them,
well, if you hands, if you touch them in their private place,
several,
that's one thing.
Several people have said
that's
that.
One thing. If you flip over and you and she accidentally touches you,
or if you accidentally put it on,
quote unquote, no, accidentally,
that's not
going to be. There's no won't
if
be.
If they ask
charge.
You to stay draped and you throw a towel off, that's actually exposing yourself. That is a crime.
Well, I was in a massage and I was naked in the massage, and she knew I was naked in the massage.
But they asked him to
and
have
I
his
had a
towel,
little baby
on.
Towel on.
Yeah, and then he threw it off because it was hot.
It was hot. He was hot.
But you're still. If you threw it off. If you threw a towel off yourself in a subway,
it's going to be Lance, bringing any charge. No, you're not in a subway. You're in a massage parlor, or you're in a massage atmosphere.
What's the law again? What's the law for continuous thrusting in the air? Like, if you do it five times, you're not just trying to stretch. What do you? I don't.
What's the thrust? What's that conversion?
Yeah. I don't know what criminally. I'm not sure any. You know what? Where you're starting to where you're getting is if he touched them. Or if he forced them to do stuff to him, that's where you're probably getting criminal charges.
Yeah, some of that stuff about how he moved because he wanted them to touch him. That you're going, Deshaun's like, what do you mean I moved? I was just moving. Yeah,
very difficult to prove. It'd be almost impossible for the DA to prove that in a court of law. It'd be almost impossible. There won't be any charges for that. So. She's looking at it from a criminal standpoint because she was in the DA's office. So she probably is like, "Really, really, girl, this is what you're bringing."
I've never heard Lisa Friel speak. I wonder how the approach is when you're not actually investigating, but it's not for criminal charges. You're just trying to determine what path you're going to take to potentially punish a player.
Yeah,
I wonder what the tact is. Are they all going all in? Because if he did something, we really need to make sure. I don't know.
Well, it's 9:58 ESPN 97.
You know what hasn't been played in a long time? Well, not a long time, but about a week.
I haven't.
Bye,
heard.
Bitch.
Whoa. It's back. It's back. Y'all didn't play it whenever I was gone?
No. Who? It's not for anyone but you.
Well, I mean, y'all could have just done it just to, like, honor me.
Honor you?
This is
not played to honor you.
That, I look at it that way. That's how I think.
So
of it.
At 10 o'clock on this station, you know, 20 years from now,
we're gonna play
we're
this.
We're gonna keep on.
It's kind of like the seven. It's kind of like when they added the this America, America.
Are you comparing this to what they did after 9/11?
This is big and bright.
Deep in the heart of...
What about that? Whenever the Astros stand up and it's seventh-inning stretch, you get deep in the heart of Texas. It's kind of like that. It's at the This is the seventh inning of the show.
Well, it kind of is.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is.
So that's our deep
seventh
in the heart of
stretch.
Texas?
Yeah.
All
right, can we look at it as honoring me.
Can we open shows with this? I want to open shows with the David Culley thing. Can we open every show with I am David Culley?
And I'm a junkie?
I think that would be great for the show. Do you think that's
no,
how
we're
we...
we're not doing that.
It's after no. Dick Dale, and then right before you start, David Culley intros the show?
No, we're not doing that right now.
I thought it'd be a good idea.
713-780-3776. Dell and I, take it at home. 713-780-3776.
ESPN. 97.5.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.